This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, and first up, as promised, I think this has just been going viral everywhere. The headlines are everywhere. Tweets are everywhere. There is already a hashtag. Thank you, Lee Chong Wei. Mm-hmm. Today, Datuk Lee Chong Wei announced his retirement from professional badminton at the age of 36. It was a very emotional statement, as it is for a lot of us, I think. It's been a lot, 19 years. And at a news conference this afternoon, he said, "My decision to retire is a heavy one. I really love the sport, but it is a demanding sport. I thank all Malaysians for the past 19 years."
He was diagnosed with early stage nose cancer last year, and his decision today comes really because of his health and following on from his treatment. After advice from doctors and answering a questionnaire about his condition, he found that the results essentially ruled out high intensity activities.
So I suppose we could here really make a very long list of his various achievements, mm-hmm. because he was world number one for 348 weeks total over over the span of his career. He's won so many tournaments. He's been to
three Olympic finals.
Exactly. So we could do that. But I also just wanted to say that for me, the main thing that comes to mind when I think of Datuk Lee Chong Wei is not always what he achieved on the court. It's more what he achieved on the court for the rest of us who weren't there, you know, because it's one of the few moments when Lee Chong Wei is in the finals of something where you know exactly where everyone else is going to be. Everyone's made viewing plans. Everyone knows that they're going to be at home or, you know, at a mamak somewhere with a large screen. And that moment where something happens and you hear the collective, around your taman or in your condominium blocks, it's one of the few times that we all know exactly what everyone else is feeling. And it's just such a hugely uniting thing. It's cheesy to say, but it's true, you know. So for that reason, you know, if for nothing else, if not for the medals and the tournaments, just for the unity of it, I mean, Lee Chong Wei, way to go.
Yeah, and whenever we talk about him in this sort of space, it's always the fact that he has been, when you say sports as a thing that unites the races here in Malaysia, it's not necessarily, it's either football or it's either football or Lee Chong Wei. And that's where you kind of see how long also he's been carrying that torch for us. And I'm just glad right now that he's just decided to be able to take some time off just to rest. I'm excited to see what he might be doing next as well.
Yes. In a tweet that went out earlier today, he said, "I'm sorry that I couldn't make it to Tokyo this time around, and I'm sorry I didn't deliver an Olympic gold, but I know that I've no regrets as I've tried my best, my very best. Thank you very much to all of you." Lee Chong Wei signing out.
So he said now that he would like to rest and spend time with his family and even take his wife on a honeymoon, a trip that has been delayed for about 7 years since their marriage in 2012.
Yeah, and I think in terms of his plans after, that's something that we'll be hearing after he gets his rest, I'm assuming and I'm hoping. Yeah. It is significant. I mean, 19 years, like I said, is a long time. And also we've had two former world number ones or two world number ones in two giants of sport in our country retiring this year.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big one for a lot of us. We don't always have lots and lots of things to be proud of in terms of sports, in terms to point at and go like, look, we are the very best. And Datuk Lee Chong Wei, Datuk Nicole David have been two of the things that have given us that pride. And so, yeah, I think now it's really about passing the mantle on and being, you know, and finding the next person and the next group of people, I think, who are going to be able to do that.
And I guess eventually it will also take us to a place about conversations about the welfare and the well-being of our athletes once they do leave the sport. Careers for athletes and anything that's very physical tend to have much shorter life cycles than most careers. So when they've focused entirely on that sport for such a long time, I worry sometimes for athletes that they do not end up in the best of positions, seeing that we do not necessarily have things to soften that very hard landing that is retirement from a career.
It's not unique to us. I think that is a problem that elite athletes face worldwide, mm-hmm. actually, that retirement can be a very huge change of environment, and sometimes people don't prepare. But in this case, I think just I think and I hope, you know, judging by the fact that Datuk Lee Chong Wei seems to have a good support system around him. He seems to have his priorities in terms of family and health things to focus on. I think, I hope that he will, I was going to say that he'll be all right, but I think he'll be more than all right.
Fingers crossed.
Now on the line with us is Greg Nunes, a longtime journalist and executive editor at 2213 News. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Oh, well, hi. Hello, everybody.
So you've covered Chong Wei from the start of his career. And as we spoke about, he's meant a lot to the country in the sense that he's someone who has just united Malaysians across the board, supporting him on and in the global arena. How are you taking the news of his retirement?
A bit sad that his career has ended, because like you said, he has been the icon for so many of us. But also a bit happy for him because he has time to finally spend on himself. You know, he's sacrificed so much for the country in the last 19, 20 years. Now he has time to be who he is, Lee Chong Wei, the man, no more the spokesman. So I'm a bit mixed feelings there.
And from your experiences covering Chong Wei, what makes him stand out as a sportsman?
It's his desire to be a champion. I'll give you an example. This is about after the 2012 Olympics, they've come back. They had some time off, and then they resumed training. But he returned to training before the rest of the players, and he was one of the first guys back on court. And this is like 7-something in the morning, whereas the other players who were already in training, those were not in the national team, they were already training there. He was there before those guys. Not sure, that showed his determination that despite winning a silver medal, I still want to aim higher, still want to go further, I still want to do more. And that shows that the hunger that he has to always be better. So I think that is what set him apart from the other badminton players.
One of the things that always struck me about Chong Wei is the fact that because he is so much at the top of his game, he was also often the recipient of a lot of pressure because we all want him so badly to win. And he's, you know, reaching finals. He's there with, you know, the hopes of the entire nation on his shoulders. How do you think he stood up to that, in, you know, over time in terms of building that mental strength to deal with those expectations?
It wasn't easy, but as you said, the mental training that was provided by the National Sports Council and all that. And if you know, like in Rio Olympics, after beating Lin Dan, everybody was saying, oh, he's going to win a gold medal, he's going to win a gold medal. There was more pressure on him. And after, but when he lost to Cheng Long in the final, all he said was, I'm sorry. So he didn't think about himself. He thought about the fans, you know. I'm sorry I could not deliver the medal. For him, winning, losing is part of the game, but he's always regretting not winning the gold medal for the fans, for the country. So his mental strength is always go out, give your best, try to win. And he was always in the back of his mind that he's not winning, not is for himself, but for everyone.
Is there a particular moment that is especially memorable to you when it comes to Chong Wei's career?
I'll go back to the Olympics because I was in Rio at the time. Watching him beat Lin Dan in the semifinals was quite the... It gave every one of us in the arena joy because the way he did it, you know, he finally slayed Lin Dan in the Olympic Games. But sadly, like I said, he couldn't make the step in the final against Cheng Long. But again, the people around the arena, the fans, the journalists of other countries, the way they reacted to Chong Wei's victory, it's like, wow, this guy at that age, you know, he's still doing it. So everybody was so excited, and I thought that was special. Huh?
And like we said, he has had a very storied career. It is just, there's so many wins, there have been so many achievements. What is his impact and legacy on badminton and on Malaysian sports?
I mean, his impact is the fact that for someone who can continue doing what he has done for 19 years, is that if you want to be a champion, you have to be determined, you have to go all out and don't just like, oh, after winning one title, two titles, I'm comfortable. He could have done that long time ago. So the impact that he has for youngsters now is, look at Chong Wei, you know, he has won 60 over titles. He has won 46 Super Series events. He's won gold medal, silver medals at Olympics, and he's never satisfied. So for a sports person coming up, when be it a small boy, a small girl, if you look at Chong Wei, always remember, never be satisfied. Always aim for more.
Recently, we also saw another Malaysian sports legend, Nicole David, hanging up the racket. Will we see another national sports icon who will bring about that same national pride Chong Wei and Nicole did throughout their careers?
I hope so, but I'm not so confident because we've not had some good results in sports recently. So, but there's always hope, I guess.
And like we said, at the moment, he has said that he's planning to focus on his family and he's planning to focus on his health. But, you know, what do you think? What looks like the next step for Chong Wei? We've seen Nicole David say that she's going to focus on her academy, for example. Do you see that being something that Chong Wei might step into?
At the moment, his next plan after his time with the family, he's the chef de mission for the 2020 Olympics. And he has offered to come back as a sparring partner for the national players to get them ready for the qualification period. Olympics qualification period started on May 1st and ends on April 30th, 2020. So he'll be taking maybe about 2 months break or so. And he's volunteered to come back, not as a coach, but as a sparring partner. So he wants to help our younger players improve and get enough points to qualify for the Olympics. And at the Olympics, he's going to be the chef de mission. And he said his mission is, since he could not win a gold medal as a player, he hopes to do so as an official. After that, we're not too sure. He said he's willing to think about coaching or academy, but right now he just wants to rest and spend time with the family.
Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Greg Nunes, executive editor at 2230 News, weighing in on the retirement after a 19-year career of Datuk Lee Chong Wei at the age of 36. And, you know, I have to say that even though it's a sad day because he's retiring, the idea of Datuk Lee Chong Wei returning to a court, you know, just as a sparring partner, makes me happy.
Yeah, and I'm glad that there is still... I guess his passion must always still be in badminton regardless. And it's nice that he can still get into it even though he's sort of done with his professional career.
Rose says, he may have made political alliances with those who divided us, but his sheer skill did more to unite us than they ever did or could. Thank you, Chong Wei. Personally, I hope your biggest personal achievement is smashing cancer for good. We are talking today about the retirement of Lee Chong Wei. Let us know how you feel today. You know, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 6:05 in the evening, and we were speaking a little bit earlier about the retirement of Datuk Lee Chong Wei. Has a lot of people feeling a lot of feelings, here in the studio included. And we have messages. So Siva says, Datuk Lee Chong Wei is a true Malaysian sportsman with the highest determination for success that all sportsmen and women should make as a great example.
And earlier we did hear from our guest who did say that, each time that Datuk Lee Chong Wei had a press conference after a certain game, especially if it was one that was major that he had lost, he would always say sorry to Malaysians because that was what and who he was playing for us eventually at the end of the day.
Yes, and also Greg, our guest earlier, also made the point of saying that he trained. You know, he was always there first. Mm-hmm. He was always, you know, despite being... you know, someone
an
who
Olympic
had
silver medalist.
Pretty much, yeah. He was there before everyone else on the team because not because he wanted to make himself an example necessarily, but because that was the kind of dedicated person that he was. You know, I want to be better. And you're right. I think everybody's right in the sense that that is an example to look to, and not just in sports.
Yeah.
We also have this message here from Subra.
Malaysian athletes should have insurance and health coverage from the young age of 15 so that they have something to rely on in case of career-ending injuries. We should also initiate sports scholarships with to encourage athletes to study as well, skills training as well as coaching, referee umpire certification for those retiring who ensure a good stream of future coaches and officials.
And that's in relation to your point earlier, Kelvin, I think, about how retirement can be hard on athletes, especially when you think about the fact that they have traditionally lived very structured lives up until that point. You know, I remember reading about Michael Phelps and his retirement and how he just went off the rails because it was like, oh, I don't have to get up at 5 a.m. anymore and, oh, I can eat whatever I want. And that is, with that loss of routine, I think it can be very, it can put you adrift.
And for many athletes as well, because the act of being physical, the act of working out, just pumps your body with so much feel-good hormones that the moment you stop, when your body is accustomed to a certain amount of that hormone, that you crash a lot harder. And that's where there's also that need for a treatment for mental health, or at least a conversation with therapists.
All of which to say, Subra, those are excellent points and great suggestions, and I'm hoping that the Ministry of Youth and Sports will take that on board, because those are good things to have. Keep those thoughts coming. How do you feel today, knowing that Datuk Lee Chong Wei has retired? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.